Time now for the shocking stat of the week. Hey, and if you care about our standard of living and that of our children, especially that of our children, you might want to not only pay attention to this one, but pass it along. You know, I'm always going on, I know this, I'm always going on about the impact of our economic policies and lack of focus on growth and productivity gains. Come on, after all, though, in 1981, Canada ranked sixth in terms of economic output per worker. That's called GDP per capita. Now we rank 24th. And meanwhile, government debt is growing faster than the economy. I mean, these are alarming stats, as is the fact that capital investment per worker is not even half of what they spend in the U.S., about 25% less than they spend in Europe. I suspect the problem is that most people actually don't make the connection between government policies, like constantly droning on about the need for higher taxes on business, along with the increasing costly regulations, especially on the resource sector. They don't make that connection between that, the growth in the economy, and our standard of living and our wages. And that's led to, I think, stagnating economic growth, wages, and lower standards of living. And that brings me to the shocking stat. Well, I knew productivity had been stagnating, but not to this degree. Between January 2015, January 2024, the average annual growth in productivity has been 0.02%. That's 0.02%. In practical terms, that's basically no growth. And the impact on wages, and this is something you might want to pay attention to, average weekly earnings have increased only 1.6% in 9 years. That's the total. 1.6% in 9 years, an average of less than 0.2% during that period. And that's the slowest growth over an 8-year period ever recorded. Yeah, economic growth and wages are stagnating. I don't think for the elites, but their salaries increase every year. Of course, everything doesn't come down to money. Unless you don't have enough, like the 55% or so of Canadians who are under financial stress.